Eli Kahn is a guitarist, beatmaker, and improviser from South Bend, Indiana. He graduated from Indiana University South Bend with degrees in classical guitar performance and music theory. The son of a piano tuner and technician growing up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he was exposed to classic jazz and film noir by his grandfather. This influence embodies the adventurous, ethereal style of his music today. Eli has performed over the years with his original projects, including Sobriquet, The Beat, and After Hours. He intelligently uses looping, beat machines, and his custom 7-string hybrid guitar to create some of the grooviest head nod and vibes around. We got together to talk about his signature sound, his new project with his band After Hours, which includes drummer Arthur Schroeder, and the amazing immersive art installation opening on April 30th in Pier Park near the island at Century Center in South Bend.
All right. Welcome to The Sauce, Eli Kahn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Good to see you. I'm so glad you're able to do this, to take the time. And you have just been the kindest, most wonderful musician and friend to me. So I just appreciate you. And I'm really excited that we got to have you on the show. So thank you for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's
You've been playing music pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I would say more so like starting in middle of high school, I really started getting into it. My mom was a piano tuner and technician growing up, so I would maybe dabble around on the keys a little bit, but it wasn't until I started taking guitar lessons when I was like 15 that it really started to click as something I was really interested in.
Okay, all right, that's dope. Tell me more about your mom and how her life was.
Yeah, so she was a piano tuner and technician. I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, so she would work with like the chamber music ensemble there, as well as just like a lot of individual clients until we left there. We moved to Costa Rica in 1992, so I was 5, and then we moved back in 99. So when I was down there, I didn't really have a whole lot of access to like pop culture or music or things that were happening going on in the U.S., so the music that I was really exposed to was either like stuff my grandpa would mail me down there that he would like, he was really into like classic jazz, and also would send us like lots of films. Like he was really into Humphrey Bogart era, you know, film noir stuff. So I kind of grew up on stuff that isn't really within my generation so much, you know, like a lot of older music, older film, like really influenced a lot of the sounds and moods that I put into my music since. Yeah. So that was like a cool starting point, is that, you know, even just starting to play keys a little bit, I would always come up with themes that were kind of, I would say, like cinematic a little bit. After I graduated from IUSB with my classical degrees, I pretty much stopped playing classical guitar. It kind of felt very restrictive, and I started moving more into like jazz and experimental music. And I started an experimental jazz trio at that time called Sobriquet with the drummer who I still play with now, Arthur Schroeder, and a friend that we met online, Andrew Meyer, who now lives in the UK, amazing saxophonist. And we worked together for about 2.5 years until Andy got a cruise ship gig. And then Arthur and I decided that we wanted to start working more in, you know, I would say, cooler styles of music. Like you know, jazz gigs are great, but it's just like not what our friends are into. So we started we were both big hip-hop fans and fans of hip-hop production, but also live band hip-hop. And around that time we started working with rapper Billy East, who he's relocated to Goshen. Great MC, and you know, we had a band with him called The Beat for about 9 years, 8.5, 9 years. And then
really fantastic dynamic hip hop. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was that was a really fun project. And I got to really stretch out a lot because I was the only tonal instrument. And I have since been pretty much the only tonal instrument in most of my projects. I just like to have that kind of freedom to do what I want to without stepping on anyone's toes. And then the drums can do their thing and the lyrics can do their thing. And it's kind of like this like really nice collaborative process.
So we have a few songs that we're going to play for the people. One of them being Houseplants. And that was a single that you released in 2019. Mm-hmm. And was that solo?
Yeah, that's my first like solo release that I've done. I actually haven't released anything since then. I've been working on a project over the last year that I'm hoping to release this summer. But yeah, that was just a tune inspired by being at, by coming back from tour and being at home a little bit more than I was used to and having to tend to my houseplants.
Thank you.
That was Eli Kahn with his song Houseplants. After that was Take a Walk on the Mild Side by After Hours, a project that Eli has with drummer Arthur Schroeder. The third song in that set was aptly titled Lost in the Sauce.
You have an installation coming up that is really exciting. So you're being commissioned by the City of South Bend Venues, Parks, and Arts Department. Tell me all about that exciting endeavor that's coming up.
Yeah, so there is a large tunnel under the DoubleTree parking garage downtown South Bend that leads into Pier Park, which is right by the large island that they do Meet Me on the Island behind the museum. That tunnel has been kind of like a blight on that little area. It's just not very pretty to look at. And the head of Venues, Parks, and Arts, Aaron Perry, reached out to me about working with some other people on trying to do something with it. There was no idea presented. And so I've been working with the artist Kara Givens, who is an artist from South Bend, Indiana, that now lives in Chicago. They mostly work with light and other materials that I typically don't think of in terms of art stuff, but they're a genius and they're just able to create these immense pieces out of lights, and they're awesome. You know, typically when people think about art, we think about painting or sculpture or something more conventional, but to like experience one of these pieces and like walk through it or walk around it is amazing. So Kara and I have been working on this for about 7 or 8 months, kind of getting things designed for this particular piece. Kara has designed a massive infinity mirror. Yeah. It's going to be really cool. So that's there. The visual contribution is all Kara's work. And then my contribution is I designed a sound system with the help of a couple subcontractors that are helping me kind of, I'm not an engineer, but they're helping me kind of get this together. So what it is I wrote a piece of music that is being mixed in quadraphonic immersive audio. So there will be two speakers in front of you and two speakers behind you, and the music will actually be able to like travel around in a circle or some variant of shape, you know, because it's not a round, it's a square because there's only four speakers. But eventually we want to add more, but you'll be able to hear like the string parts moving in a circle in one way and the vocal parts moving in a circle the other way. And the piece that I wrote features Jordan Hamilton, who's a cellist out of Kalamazoo that works with the band Last Gasp Collective. And the vocalist that worked on this, her name is Hannah Lane, and she's the lead singer of the 7-piece band that I joined up in Grand Rapids called Earth Radio. They're both immensely talented and some of my favorite people to work with. And then I have contracted a mixing engineer in Los Angeles, Tower 21 engineer, and they're going to be mixing it in the immersive audio. And then Audiobon is a local sound installation company, and they're building the sound system with me, and we're doing all the testing soon, which will be really exciting. I'm so excited to hear this piece that I wrote like mixed for that kind of setting, and then to hear it is going to be really special. It'll be up and installed on April 30th, so you'll be able to check it out in the evening of April 30th. I think it's a Friday.
And then do you have anything coming up that we want to know about?
Aside from that opening, I have a performance at the Garage Arcade Bar on May 8th doing solo stuff. I think that's at like 9:30 p.m. And then After Hours will be at Goshen Brewing Company on June 2nd, which that'll be an outdoor show. Aside from that, we haven't really been booking a whole lot because we weren't sure how things were looking because of COVID. But I think people are starting to come out of their shells, and we might have some more stuff coming up on the books, just not currently.
Right. Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Eli, thank you so much for taking the time to see me, to talk to me. Guys, look out for not only Eli Kahn's single project, but look for the After Hours work that he does with Arthur Schroeder on drums in the near future. And of course, the art installation in South Bend on April 30th.
Coming up, I sit down with Chicago singer Joni Pilato. I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce, right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE.